Network TV's fall season formally starts this week when most networks are unveiling their new shows and Nielsen starts counting ratings for the season. Which shows will succeed and which will fail? The contenders include everything from Gotham to Grace Point, The McCarthys, Bad Judge, and How to Get Away with Murder. There is also Black-ish, Selfie, Stalker, and Madam Secretary, just to name a few. Matthew Gilbert has been the TV critic at the Boston Globe since 1998. He's written for TV for Slate, appeared on NPR, and has been managing editor at the Boston Review. He was last with us for his terrific book, Off the Leash, A Year at the Dog Park, which is a terrific read, and we welcome him back to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much, Matthew.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Joe.
Very nice to have you back. Thank you very much for being with us. You know, you were on for the book, and there was some sort of technical problem. You got cut off, and we were having a great time talking, and then you said, well, if you want me back and you want to talk about TV, and I was like, oh, yes, I do. I do want to talk about it. I very much want to talk about television. So let's look at this. I remember as a kid growing up, that this fall TV season was equivalent to the Sears Christmas catalog showing up. It was a huge deal when the TV Guide fall preview issue came, because you could see all the new shows, what was coming out, the grids, find out all the new shows. And obviously, through the changes in television with cable entering the mainstream, and also other opportunities through streaming and so forth, that has been muted quite a bit, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. I mean, I remember those days too, ye old good old days when the TV Guide for the fall preview would arrive, and oh, it was so exciting. But now, you know, we get shows premiering all year round. And, you know, as you mentioned, the cable universe has kind of pushed the networks almost out of the limelight. Really, everybody who loves TV at this point is pretty much talking about the cable shows. So fall has become a different kind of affair for TV lovers. It's not quite as loaded with excitement and promise maybe as it used to be.
Seth Meyers made a joke at the Emmys, but I mean, none of these shows that are coming on are really expected to last very long.
Exactly. Just... the networks, I mean, when the cable channels come out with a new show, they've really focused on that one show and poured a lot of money and creativity into it. For the networks, they're just coming up with a full roster of new shows, throwing them up at the wall and hoping two or three will stick. They are fully aware of the fact that most of the shows will not last. You know, sadly, sometimes even the good network shows don't last. They really can't predict which shows are going to kind of strike a nerve with viewers at this point.
Was there...
I mean, it's...
Go ahead,
Joe.
No, I was just wondering, looking at last season, if we were to have this conversation a year ago, was there one show that just blew the roof off the ratings? Not really, right?
Not really, no. I mean, I think, you know, there are steady hits. The Big Bang Theory and yeah. NCIS and its spinoff. But really, I don't think anything that premiered last season has really hit it big. A few of the shows did well enough in specific demographics to get a new season. But most of them, I'm sort of trying to run through my memory. I know Arrow... on the CW did fairly well for them, and that's back. But really, it's shocking how many shows fail quickly.
And there's some shows that have really good casts, and you think, I mean, you look even at last year, we were looking at a season that had comedies with Robin Williams, and you thought, oh, okay, well, this should be good, right? And then this year you look at shows with Anna Gunn, and some popular TV performers, and you think, oh, well, maybe these are good, but that doesn't necessarily buy you anything. Octavia Spencer, an Academy Award winner, is in a show, and it's still quite up in the air as to whether they'll stick or not with audiences.
Absolutely. I mean, the networks really are constantly trying to find guarantees of success, and they are continually foiled. You mentioned the Robin Williams show, The Crazy Ones. That was a show that CBS thought would be a sure hit because of Robin Williams. They also brought back the Michael J. Fox with his own sitcom, another attempt to get a guaranteed hit. But really, viewers can't, you know, be fooled. If the material is not there, if the writing isn't there, they usually don't stick around.
Last night I watched Madam Secretary.
Yeah.
And then I watched The Good Wife.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, one of these shows has really, really good acting and really good writing, and the other one doesn't. And it wasn't The Good Wife. I mean, The Good Wife is terrific. I think it's right. Yeah,
I mean,
one of the best
shows.
The
Good Wife is the show that, you know, is the one network drama that really is competitive with some of the best cable dramas. It is a great show. I mean, it sort of concedes to the fact that it's a network show and they have to do 22 episodes a year, and you know, a lot of the plot lines are sort of procedural in orientation, but they do it with such intelligence and such great acting, and they have a huge cast, and yet none of the cast members seems underdeveloped or, you know, lost in the fray. So that is such a great show. Whereas Madam Secretary, what a limp piece of work. I mean, here's an opportunity to really look into politics and, you know, almost in the ways that, you know, the West Wing looked into politics. And instead you get what is basically a Te Leone vehicle about a character who is so smart and so good and so noble that she really is completely unbelievable.
You say, once I accepted the fact that the show is not aspiring to be an Aaron Sorkin joint, I found it a forgettable but not unpleasant distraction.
Yes, exactly.
Very, very good line. You were mentioning NCIS about sort of this franchise. So the new one is NCIS New Orleans. And so this thing has two elements going for it. One is that it's a franchise and a successful franchise, and the other being Scott Bakula, who seems, when I was just watching clips from it, it seems as though he's been in this show forever already. It just seems
exactly
made for it.
Yes. And that's kind of the modus operandi of most of these procedurals. And, you know, the NCIS franchise is pretty good. I mean, you know, it's a way to kill an hour. It's always pleasant. I think, so they cast Scott Bakula, who's a very easygoing and familiar TV presence. And they've created, you know, yet another spinoff in a very set in a very colorful city. What's so bad? I mean, of course, they're trying to, again, guarantee themselves, this is CBS, another spot in the Nielsen Top 20. And they will accomplish that, I'm sure. You know, they know that if they strike out another, you know, or strike another NCIS, you know, show, they will probably hit it big. So they're doing that. You know, I mean, the reason that CBS isn't all NCIS shows and all CSI shows is because they don't want to burn people out. You know, they know there's the risk of over. we're extending a franchise.
Well, they're going to come as close as possible.
But they're exactly.
They're going to do almost as much as they can. So, hey, Joey McIntyre has a show.
He does.
I never thought I'd say that. Joey McIntyre has a show.
He does. It's called The McCarthys, and it's yet another attempt to make fun of Bostonians, especially South Boston people. It's created by a comedian named Brian Gallivan, who comes from Boston and is gay. And so his sitcom is based on his life, and it basically has, you know, a gay character living with these very primitive thinking Boston people who want to be nice to him and want to prove that they're gay friendly, but they always keep stepping in it. Not very good. There's an example of a show that I think would have benefited from not being live on stage with multi cameras. You know, it's got the laugh track that's going to drive you nuts. It's got the hammy performances that you often see on stage. And I think it doesn't click.
Which is a shame. I always think this is a shame when good actors are in bad shows. But Laurie Metcalf is in this, and I think she's just a terrific actress, and it's a shame.
I agree with you. And you know, she has fun. So if you like watching Laurie Metcalf have fun, there's something there. And she's also in another show on HBO that almost no one has watched that is returning for a second season. It's called Getting On.
Oh, yeah.
And it is a very, very black comedy set in basically the elderly and dying wing of a hospital. And it's hysterical, but very, very black comedy. She's great in it. She's fantastic in it.
So Matthew Gilbert is with us. He is the TV critic of the Boston Globe. We're talking about the fall TV season, which rather officially or unofficially gets underway this week. A lot of new shows are premiering. And so let's talk about some of comedy-wise. We talked about you just talked about the McCarthy. So let's talk about some of the other comedies that are coming to our screen.
Yeah. I am a fan of a show called Selfie.
Yeah.
And that's a sentence I never thought I would say. I think it's a horrible title, but it's a show that is very, very loosely based on kind of Pygmalion blueprint. And it's about a young woman who is so steeped in social media that she really can't talk without using all kinds of abbreviations. I mean, she's a parody of a person. She has, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of Facebook and Twitter friends, and not a single friend in her real life. And she meets a marketing whiz played by John Cho, and he attempts to kind of make her over into a real person and help her kind of shake off some of her social media affectations and become a real person with a soul. And it's funny, it's satirical, it's extremely timely, and I'm rooting for it. I'm not sure that it will actually catch on, and I've only seen the first episode, so I really can't speak to the whole series, but I was very excited. I thought, this is the time for this kind of satire.
Yeah, I'm a fan of John Cho. I like his work. He was in Go On with Matthew Perry, which I thought was pretty good, and has been in Sleepy Hollow, I guess, most recently. What else? Anything else for comedy that?
For comedy, there are a couple of romantic comedies that I felt warmly toward. There's something called Marry Me, which is from the guy named David Caspi, who created Happy Endings.
Yep.
That was a sitcom on ABC that lasted for 3 seasons and that had a very strong but small fan base, including me. Very witty, fast-talking characters. And he has created a new show called Marry Me, starring Casey Wilson, who was on SNL and also Happy Endings, and Ken Marino. And they play a couple, and they're sort of opposites, and she wants to get married, and so does he, but they kind of are having trouble sort of figuring out how to do that. Basically, it's just based on their banter, which is funny and fast and really clever. So I like that show. I like romantic comedies on TV. There's also, you know, I loved How I Met Your Mother. And there's a new one also that reminded me of How I Met Your Mother called A to Z. And it's on NBC also, as well as Marry Me. And it stars Ben Feldman, who was on Mad Men as Ginsburg.
Right.
And he is playing opposite Kristen Milioti, who was the mother on How I Met Your Mother. And, you know, it's just one of these shows where they're sort of getting together, and each episode apparently is going to be led by some letter in the alphabet. So it's called A to Z, and I believe each episode will have, A, B, C. But it's, the pilot was really warm and funny, and, you know, they have chemistry, and so I'm looking forward to that one as well.
Turning to drama, we can get to what you liked, but I was, it seems to be the general consensus that Stalker may be the worst show that has come out this season.
You know, I mean, boy.
Dylan McDermott.
What can I tell you?
Yeah.
It's awful, and it's creepy, and it's exploiting what I think are some pretty serious, issues out there. It's not quite like having Law and Order rape, but it's got that kind of like, why am I watching this? This is horrible. These people are being stalked, and one of the detectives, it turns out, is of course a stalker. And it's just about exploiting women and exploiting the viewer. So I'm not a fan.
So dramas we should be excited about or could be excited about?
The one drama that I am truly excited about is called The Affair. And, of course, it's cable.
Yeah.
It's on Showtime. And it's title. It's about an affair between two married people. But it is done with such intelligence. It's from the people who did a show called In Treatment.
Oh, yeah, with Gabrielle Byrne, yeah.
That's right, and that was such a dramatically honest and sensitive show, and this promises to be the same. It's, basically we follow this affair from his perspective and then from her perspective, and they're very different interpretations of the same events. So you get a real sense of point of view and subjectivity and how that really plays a role in our lives and how we perceive things. And the acting is phenomenal. It has Dominic West from The Wire.
Yep.
And above all, Ruth Wilson, who is awesome and a revelation. And anyone who's seen Luther, the British series,
yes,
with Idris Elba, knows how special she is, but she really shows it on this show. Very excited about it.
Joshua Jackson, Maura Tierney. It was a great cast. Yeah, really good
stuff. Great cast.
It's The Affair. It'll be on Showtime starting in mid-October. So we've been talking about shows that are coming on the air or have just had their premieres. Let's talk about some returning shows and what we can expect. First of all, I was surprised. I didn't know Glee was still on the air. I don't know whether to be happy about that or meaning that I didn't know, but it is. I guess right. Is their final season, right?
This is their final season.
That seems about right.
It's
a couple years too late.
Beyond
right. Yeah.
And they actually, I think Fox cut their order down from 16 to 12 or something.
These,
there's really nothing left to say.
Of this 6-ounce portion. And what else should we be excited about of returning shows?
Well, you mentioned The Good Wife.
Yes.
There's some the other sort of network show that I've really become fond of is Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes, I agree.
It's a little quirky sitcom, you know, Barney Miller for the post-millennial era. It's got Andy Samberg and Andre Brower, who is a comic revelation. You know, if you only know him from his dramas, Homicide and Thief and Gideon's Wing or whatever it was called, you will be shocked because he is a master of the comic deadpan, and his timing is fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to that. And apparently Kira Sedgwick is going to be on a couple of episodes as Andre Brower's nemesis. So I'm excited about that.
What's not to love there? And do you like The Following?
I am not following The Following.
Really?
I was turned off by it initially. I felt like it was a little bit too superficial and violent. Are you telling me? Are you coming out, Joe?
I was thinking that that is a show that I'm looking forward to. I have issues with it, certainly, but I am looking forward to seeing the new season. I like watching. I like Kevin Bacon, and I enjoy his work. I think he's good on the show.
He's great, and you know that's a show that I never really felt contempt for or anything close to that. I just didn't get pulled into it. And, you know, there was a time when a TV critic had to watch everything that was on and could, but at this point, that's impossible. There's just so much on.
Thank God those days are over. I'll just watch the good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Matthew Gilbert is the TV critic for the Boston Globe. He has been since 1998. You can go to bostonglobe.com and check out his work. It's really terrific, and he's been reviewing all the new shows. Very, very good stuff. Also, his new book, Off the Leash, A Year at the Dog Park, that is out from Thomas Dunn Books. Matthew, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. I hope to have you back soon, and thank you very much for being with us.
Anytime, Joe. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.